Right, this is audio interview number two. This is Donnie Kabark here. But I don't want to feel like I'm talking to radio. But anyway, I just wanted this to have this short audio boo about what I think about what the European Union is doing at the moment. At the moment, it's not providing any real confidence. It's like Herman Van Rompuy there came out yesterday and he said, oh, we'll do a summit there. Jesus, I know. Let's do a summit next week. Well, that's not good enough. We're in crisis mode. We should be in crisis mode anyway. Like, Greece is near default. Portugal is near default. Spain and Italy are watching to shudder, and Ireland is just kind of bobbling along. And it goes back to the point that the euro was introduced too early. It's a good idea, like in theory, if 26 countries have the same currency, then trade can cross borders, and in the end, all the businesses in each country, if they are good business, if they're competitive, then they will survive and they will prosper. And so will multinationals. They'll come in and they'll prosper within the area if they don't have to deal with exchange rates when they're selling in and out from different European Union countries. But the fact that the euro was set up, and it works in America for the simple fact that there's 51 states, I think there is, and they're all proud to be Americans, and they all follow a similar economic policy. It's kind of like they all speak English as well, which kind of helps. Whereas in Europe, we have Greece, we have Holland, we have Spain, we have Italy, we have Malta, we have Ireland, we have Sweden, Finland, Bulgarian, I think, soon. But anyway, whatever countries are in it, anyway, it doesn't matter. But all these countries have divergent ideas. What's right for Greece isn't right for Ireland. What's right for Ireland isn't right for Italy. And they all make up their own policies. And we have the European Union, or the Euro. The Euro is run by the Central Bank of Ireland. Or no, Central Bank of Ireland, the European Central Bank. And say Germany is in recession, which it was when Ireland was in the boom. Germany's in recession. When a country's in recession, it needs a low interest rate to kind of release the pressure off households, or if they're feeling the pinch during recession, and this kind of eventually brings up the economy. Sorry about that pause. And this is something that states have had for donkey's years. Like, England is using it at the moment. England has the lowest interest rate that it's had for century ever, I think. It's the lowest interest rate ever, and it's had it for about 2 years now, I think, trying to bring England into a kind of a steady period of growth. And now, going back to Germany is now in a boom after recession because of the low interest rates that put Ireland into a boom. So Ireland was in a boom because of the low interest rates that were supposed to get Germany out of a boom. At that point, to quell down a big boom, you need high interest rates, and that's what Ireland needed. We didn't get it because we're only 0.1% of the European population, and we don't matter to the greater scheme of things. It's what the big countries want that matters in the euro. So yeah, that then the interest rate is going up now because Germany's in boom, and it goes up to suit Germany. So I think I'll have to end this audio boo in